In reality, the truth expands you.
You hear, you taste, you touch. If it's real, we'll expand. If it's product of the mind, it
constricts.
So this is a good signpost to see if you are in the right place or not. As my grandfather
would say, we have two sleeps. I don't think we ever had any doubt.
Because God cannot be limited.
No.
So whatever takes your limitation away is the truth. Whatever puts fear and anxiety gives you limitation.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last time you were asked a question you genuinely wanted to answer?
The church.
I can't answer
the,
that.
The prophets brought freedom. The churches, in order to have the church filled up, have twisted the words of prophets into limitation and fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of condemnation, fear of death, fear of hell. To bring you to their churches. But bringing what? They're bringing a miserable mind. They're not bringing their heart.
How are you showing me you out the border?
And so, whatever you read, if it gives you expansion, is the right reading. Whatever you hear, if it gives you expansion, is the right hearing. Whatever you touch, that expands out. Whatever you see.
He is a monster. One of the best programs in the country.
I think it's very simple. I think if you want to be the best,
this is the best sign.
That's helping.
Of the doing, you're going to hurt.
Triple handoff, 3-point shots. They're not going for that now. They're playing half.
But it's not a choice. Is it a choice?
Lindsey Drew with the layup, and we're even again at 96.
It is and it isn't.
It's been a while since either one of these teams have played half-court defense for an extended period of time.
It is and it isn't. I'm trying to find out how I can explain it to you so that you understand.
Is it a choice in the sense that you make the choice to not lose sight of it?
Blocking foul on Drew.
So you make that choice to not lose, because for me that's a day-to-day choice to not lose sight of
Elijah
it.
Elijah Brown here, always running the baseline.
The alertness right is an effort.
In his face. Mm-hmm. Drew fell to the ground, no 4-point
What happens with that alertness is what happens.
Caroline with another offensive rebound.
You might say, well, alertness is not in my hand.
So New Mexico's players,
everything ultimately is in my hand.
Leading this Lobo squad here in overtime.
So it depends again where you're standing. I don't know who, where you, what stage I can talk to you about. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I've come to realize that if you have sincerity and interest, when there is needs and effort, you are forced to put effort. When there is a need to back off, you will be forced to back off. But
42 points on the night.
Again, the sincerity and willingness to be alert is a conscious decision.
It's a conscious effort.
It's a conscious decision.
Best way you can act to understand what I'm saying
is to know that everything happens the way it happens, and putting effort, they're all both right.
Both of them are right.
Yeah.
My experience is I don't have a choice, and yet I choose.
Well, it's the same thing I say. But I don't want you to stand there. Maybe tomorrow you have a choice, the next day you won't have a choice. So accept it both and use it both, and you have more alternative. Why having to fix yourself in one, right? You can have two.
And I should have two, and I know actually I said that wrong. Sometimes I do have a choice and I choose. But ultimately, on the longer like line of my life, I didn't have a choice.
You don't need to worry about the ultimate right now.
But in day to day, I have a choice and I choose for now. That's where I'm standing.
And sometimes you don't have a choice. You don't choose.
Right.
I don't know if you get the very thin line that I'm trying to say.
Mets just having tired legs.
I feel like I can't not choose this. Even when I choose not to choose this, it ultimately leads me back to choosing this.
Why do you care where it comes from?
Under 2 minutes to play in overtime.
Whether you do it or it's done for you.
One feels lazy, one feels like effort. And I don't want to be lazy if it needs effort.
Slow to get up.
Brings up
everybody.
And don't be lazy.
What'd she say?
Don't be lazy. You're free. You don't want to be lazy, don't be lazy.
Caroline jumped into the fender.
I'm not lazy, so you shouldn't be either.
You're the furthest thing from lazy.
Yeah.
Third personal on Elijah Brown.
The payback is too great when you're lazy. Son, I don't come here for
sports.
That's what I'm saying. The sun shines.
It's no surprise. But see, some people go inside and they have shade. The other people, they're outside and they get what you're saying, and it goes,
yes,
it goes because, like the arrow in
exactly.
The same exact
place. The sun shines. Now, if you want to shut, close your
shades, yeah.
Then
you close your shades.
Yeah.
But it's not a it's not an ordinary occurrence.
No, it is not. Neither am I an ordinary person. Or you an ordinary listener.
I just want to say on behalf of all of us at Tengen, including Gopala, thank you for having us as the not-so-ordinary listeners. I mean, you were going to say something.
I was going to say that the sun shines.
Regardless.
Yes. It's not like I purposely want to enlighten you or make your life better. It is not a personal wheel.
Yeah, that's the effect.
Yeah, the sun shines.
So what is it that makes us not ordinary listeners?
God, so many years of teaching.
The way I see it, we're all extremely worthless. And if we're the best you have, I'm extremely sorry.
She means this.
And I was upset about this 2 nights ago.
So,
when the sun shines, does it say that the water is dirty, I'm not going to pour on it, or is clean?
No, it's the water who's declaring it dirtiness.
But that's not the ears of the sunshine.
About being married, not married, all of those things. Like, I always felt like, oh my God, like now I'm 48 and I'm still not married, or I don't, you know, all of those things. And you said what you said, and it, I mean, it's like, I can't even explain to you the magnitude of that. Like, you took off all the struggle of it for me. That, oh, I just didn't find the right person, or I did handle it this way, or like, all of that stuff. You said, no, you came here to free yourself, and that's what you came here for. And you said it in this, again, one of these really casual sentences. But that is going to end my struggle with that. So I feel like, yeah, the sun shines, but the way it shines on those of us that show up for its warmth is huge. It's like beyond huge. And I'm just so grateful. I mean, we say that to you all the time. We're so grateful. We're so happy. Thank you for choosing us to be on this path.
Is it rare? It's a rare birth. This is a very rare occasion. Very rare. I can't even tell you guys how rare these meetings are.
H&R Block More Zero lets you file online for free, even if you itemize the actual
very rare.
So when we say thank you, it's a rare thank you too, because it's not a thank you of, oh, thank you for this, thank you for that. It's a thank you, like, from the deepest core thank you.
The sunshine. And I'm not taking any credit at all. I don't feel as a hero. I don't feel superiority over you guys. I don't feel any of that. I'm just happy that we're seeing sunshine. Simply that.
But the sunshine, simply.